Welcome to the Dr. Ghoul radio program. Get ready for a chilling good time.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Ghoul show. Tonight, we have a special suspense story, Road to Somewhere, one I'm sure you will enjoy.
Tonight, we take pleasure in bringing you Suspense, a weekly anthology of notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair, to keep you in suspense.
Thank you again for picking me up.
You're welcome. Again.
Sorry. I'm just grateful not to be standing on the side of the road any longer.
I believe it. How long have you been waiting for a car to come along?
Oh, a while.
Not surprised. At this time of the morning, I'm probably the only one out and about.
You are.
Where are you from? Don't mean to pry, just making conversation is all.
Pike's Crossing.
Boy, that's really out in the sticks. You hitch all the way down here?
Yeah. Would it be all right if I put on the radio?
Sure. I leave it off when I'm doing my rounds. It's bad enough that I'm clinking milk bottles outside people's windows at 4 a.m. But I'm done for the day, so have at it.
Thanks.
Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the year, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
You have a beautiful singing voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week, folks. Don't forget to tip your waitstaff. We're just hitting the outskirts of Meadville.
How many people live in Meadville?
Oh, about 2,500, give or take.
Do you live here?
Born and raised.
Nice place. Did I say something funny?
No, I'm just laughing because I'm not sure how to answer that question.
How so?
Well, I haven't lived anywhere else, so I don't have anything to compare it to. I guess any town has its warts, but yeah, I'd say Meadville's a pretty nice place to live.
I envy you that.
Envy me what?
The way you feel about home.
Ah. You in town for long?
Not sure yet.
Gotcha. Well, you could sure do worse than to spend some time here. Okay, gotta head back to the dairy, so this is where we part company. Town Square is straight ahead down this street about half a mile. It'll be a couple hours before anything's open.
Oh, that's all right. It'll give me a chance to get my bearings. Thank you again.
You're welcome, young lady.
Hanson's Hardware, Three Little Pigs Grocers. Boy, he wasn't kidding. It's like a ghost town. Not a light on in sight. Wait, I spoke too soon. About a block down. Looks like a diner. Well, it's not like I don't have some time to kill. Go to the light, Bethany. Go to the light. High Life Diner. The open sign's not on. Still. Hello? Hello?
Have a seat wherever you want, honey. I'll be right there.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were open or not.
We're not, but you're welcome to sit and take a load off for a while. You look like you could use it.
Thank you.
It's okay. You mind if I sit down? My legs are killing me, and I haven't even started work yet.
No, please.
Thanks. That's the ticket. You new in town?
Is it that obvious?
Well, it was either that or you were taking your suitcase out for eggs over easy and hash browns.
Oh. Good point.
I'm Roz.
Bethany. Pleased to meet you, Roz.
Where are you from, Bethany?
Oh, just a little town up north.
Little town? The way you say it makes Meadville sound like the Big Apple.
Well, it is compared to Pike's Crossing. Oh, I mean...
Relax. I'm not going to rat you out to your family. And anyway, you're 18, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Uh-huh. You don't sound too sure about that.
Well... In a few months.
A few months?
6 months.
Close enough. You probably just graduated high school, didn't you?
2 weeks ago.
And you decided the time had come to flee the nest, to run away from home. I'm sorry. I don't mean to push. But it might help to talk about it to someone with a sympathetic ear and a lifetime of experience. Someone who's not going to judge you. Okay?
Okay. To be honest, I really could use someone to talk to.
Well, I promise you, anything you tell me stays between the two of us.
Thank you, Ross. I appreciate that.
You hitched down here from, what's the name again? Pike's Crossing?
Yes. A nice milkman dropped me off in town just a little while ago.
Build of a stevedore and voice of an angel?
How'd you know?
Meadville may look as big as New York City to you right now, but we've only had one milkman since Sammy Kane retired. That was Phil Muldoon who picked you up. Used to be a regular here back in the day.
Back in the day?
That's a story for another time.
Oh.
So why did you run away from home?
You wouldn't understand.
You might be surprised. Try me.
It won't do any good. No one back home ever understood. No matter how hard I tried to explain. So, finally, I just stopped trying.
Well, you're not back home now. Go on. What harm could it do?
People are gonna think that I ran away because my parents were rough on me or something. But that isn't it at all. My mom and dad... They weren't mean to me. They didn't beat me. Heck, they barely even raised their voices to me. No. They were something worse. They were...
Indifferent.
How?
I told you, you might be surprised. Go on.
They always seemed, I don't know, disappointed in me. That I wasn't a boy. That I wasn't as enthusiastic about farming as my brothers. I tried. I really did. But I saw what that life did to Mom and Dad. Working on the soil from sun up to sundown, every day. Reading the crop reports, praying for rain, only not too much or at the wrong time of year. I watched it suck the very marrow from their bones. Hour by hour, day by day. By the time I was 12, I promised myself that would never be my life. That I'd get away from Pax Crossing and on the road to somewhere, anywhere else, as soon as I was able to make my own way in the world.
And here you are.
Yes.
I get you. Now me, I went in kind of the opposite direction. By the time I was your age, the last place I wanted to be was in a city. A childhood spent in Hell's Kitchen will do that to a gal.
Hell's Kitchen? That's in New York, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been to a big city before. Read all about them, but never actually been to one.
They're terrific if you've got some moolah. Not so terrific if you don't.
Even so, I'd love to live in one someday. The life experience alone would be worth almost anything. All the different people and cultures in one place, learning from each other, yet retaining their own identities. For me, cities are the very embodiment of the idea that America is a melting pot. Or I could be hopelessly naive about how cities work because I've never actually been to one.
You're a writer, aren't you?
Why do you say that?
Because of the way you turn a phrase, you know? Your vocabulary and the way you use it. But more than that, it's the way your eyes drink in your surroundings. It's not just the natural curiosity of a newcomer. It's like you're filing everything you see away for future reference.
Well, I wrote for my school newspaper.
And your parents constantly told you how it was a waste of time. It was a skill you'd never put to use in real life, so why bother? Am I right? I'll take that as a yes. Guess how I know that?
You too?
Yeah. For me, it was dancing. But same difference.
It's a waste. A waste, I tell you. Learn a talent that'll carry you through life instead of that hoofing. Ain't going nowhere with that.
Are you sure we don't have the same parents?
Pretty sure, unless your folks have a thick New York accent. So what's your plan, Bethany?
For now, find a job and a place to live here in Meadville. Any chance you're hiring?
Look around, kid. Does it look like we're hiring?
I sure hope this isn't your busy hour.
As busy as it ever gets anymore.
But there have to be other jobs in Meadville, right? I mean, it looks like there are lots of businesses in the immediate area.
Oh, sure. Sure there are. Let's see. The grocery store is always looking for a new shelf stocker. Gladys Dumphy has been wanting an assistant at a flower shop. There's a Woolworths luncheonette opening later this month. Oh, and if you don't mind a little walk, the textile mill on Route 37 hires pretty regularly. And you know what?
What?
You'd be a grade-A chump to take any of them.
I'm sorry?
You heard me. You'd be a grade-A chump to take any job here in Meadville.
I don't understand.
Then let me make it crystal clear for you. Get on the next bus out of town and never, ever come back.
Why are you saying this to me? I thought you understood.
You don't get it, honey. I'm not telling you this because I want to get rid of you. I'm telling you this so that you go live the life you're meant to live.
The life I'm meant to live?
The one you've dreamed of. And don't tell me you've been dreaming of Meadville all this time.
Well, you do have that Woolworths luncheonette opening. No, I haven't been dreaming of Meadville. But it's still as good a place as any to get a start. Stock away some money while I figure out what I really want to do with my life.
But you already know what you want to do with your life. You told me yourself.
Well, Writing?
Yes, writing, and also living in a big city.
Oh, but I'm not ready for that.
What do you mean you're not ready for that? You already made the biggest step of all. You left home.
But I need to plan for the right time.
Bethany, let me tell you something. The right time, it's now. If you're thinking that there'll be some moment in the future where the stars are perfectly aligned and everything will be exactly how you want it to be before you head off to New York or Philly or Chicago, it's never gonna happen. Life don't work that way. You gotta take a chance when you get it.
But no newspaper's gonna hire some kid fresh out of high school as a reporter.
Then you get another job at the newspaper. Secretary, printer's assistant, copywriter, whatever's available.
But how is that any better than getting a job here?
Because even the worst mailroom job at a big city paper will still get you in the door. And once you're in, you take advantage of every opportunity you get to show the muckety-mucks what you can do. Be patient, be persistent, and sooner or later, it'll pay off. But before anything else happens, you have to get in that door.
But
you know Phil, the singing milkman? He didn't spend his childhood dreaming about schlepping cold bottles of milk in the dead of night. When he was younger, his heart's desire was to go to Memphis and be the next big thing like Elvis. I can't tell you the number of nights he came in here and crooned along with every platter in that jukebox there. But he never left Meadville. Now the only singing he gets to do is in his milk truck, and probably not much of that.
But when I was driving with him, he seemed content enough.
You're confusing contentment with resignation. Oh, don't get me wrong. He's married, he's got two kids, and I'm sure he loves them the best he knows how. But do you really think that a day goes by where he doesn't wonder what might have happened if he'd taken a shot when he had it?
But what if I take my shot and I fail?
Well, if you fail, then you fail. There will always be a million Meadvilles and a million hash house jobs to fall back on if it doesn't happen for you in the big city. But if you're going to chase those dreams of yours, you've got to strike while the iron's hot. And it's glowing bright red right now.
You're right. I'm going to do it.
And do it today. Because the more time that passes, the less likely you are to take the leap. Ask me how I know that.
Thank you, Ross.
You're welcome, kid. So where are you going to go?
I think Chicago. Gateway to the West. No, wait. That's St. Louis.
Chi-town's a good choice. Promise me something, though, will you?
Sure thing. What is it?
That you'll drop your folks a line every now and then. It doesn't sound like they're bad people. They just don't understand is all. And maybe they will someday. You owe it to them. And to yourself.
I promise. I'd like to write you, too. I mean, if that's okay.
It's okay by me. But I may be a little slow in responding.
Oh, that's all right.
The bus station's 2 blocks west and on the left. You can't miss it.
Thank you, Ross.
Morning, miss. How can I help you?
A one-way ticket to Chicago, please.
All right. You want to go on the next bus?
Yes, please.
That'll be 381. Here's your ticket. Your bus leaves out front at 12:20 this afternoon, so you'll have a few hours to kill. Not much open yet, but the Woolworth's luncheonette is serving.
So they got it open ahead of schedule?
What do you mean?
Because it wasn't supposed to be open till later this month.
Miss, I don't know what you're talking about. Luncheonette's been open for 5 years now.
Really? But Ross told me that it hadn't even opened yet.
Ross?
Oh, the waitress down the street at the High Life Diner.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry?
Look, I enjoy a good joke as much as the next fellow, But that was in very poor taste, young woman.
Sir, I didn't mean to offend you.
You should have thought before you made such an awful joke.
But I don't understand why you think that's a joke. I was just down at the diner talking with Roz not 30 minutes ago.
But that's impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Because she's been dead for 5 years.
Look, this is clearly a misunderstanding. Maybe there's another waitress at the High Life Diner named Roz. The lady I talked with was about 5 feet 5 inches, strawberry blonde hair and a bouffant, warm smile.
That's her to a T. The fact remains that she died 5 years ago, right there in the diner before opening one morning. Diner's been closed ever since.
Excuse me, please. Locked. There's a thick layer of dust on the table where I was just sitting. But how? I don't think I'll ever know the how. And I can only guess at the why. But wherever you are, Roz, bless you. And thank you.
So ends On the Road to Somewhere by John C. Alsadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Tonight's story of Suspense. Suspense is produced by Blue Hours Productions and recorded at Melrose Music in Hollywood, California. Tonight's radio drama was written especially for Suspense by John C. Alsadek and Dana Perry Hayes. Kate Scott was Bethany. Dana Perry Hayes was Roz. Steve Moulton was Phil. And John C. Alsadek was the station agent. I'm John C. Alsadek. Next week at this time, tune in again for another study in Suspense.
EFG Shirts is a one-stop shop for not only apparel screened or embroidered, but pens, calendars, coffee mugs, banners of any size, hats, and any other swag needs that you might have. So call 650-678-1020 and ask for Wayne, or go online and find us at efgshirts.com for all of your promotional needs.
Tonight's Dr. Ghoul radio program has been brought to you in part by John Allenson's Farmers Insurance Agency. He and his staff would like to help you with all your insurance needs. Being a broker himself, he has diverse umbrella packages that is personally in tune with your needs. Call them at 800-462-5067 or visit their website at AllensonInsurance.com. That's John Allenson's Farmers Insurance Agency. Thank you.
Hope you were entertained and enjoyed tonight's Dr. Ghoul. And remember, join me Saturday night at midnight right here on KHMB, AM and FM. And may all your dreams be nightmares.